Hey, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're talking about CBT, your goal in your positive mindset. In CBT, we look at how helpful your thoughts are to you in the pursuit of your goals, and your thoughts are responsible for how you feel about yourself and your abilities. So it's more helpful for you to have constructive goal orientated thoughts that they're not. So here's an exercise you can do. Reflect on some thoughts you often have about yourself and your abilities. See if they are helpful to you. An example, you might think, I am not very good at talking in front of people. How can you make your thoughts more realistic, logical, and helpful? For example, I could improve by facing my fears slowly and gradually. You know, they don't make it easy, but it can be if you allow it. So all types of thoughts can be difficult, but we've got to find a way through it. So, interferences, your beliefs and evaluation of the situation. How can you confront it, the triggers and additional thoughts that don't help? Holding your beliefs. Okay, so how do we make it simple? Well, you can have an ABC model, emotional response. So activating event or trigger. B, beliefs. C, consequences. So the ABC are that. So the A, activating event. B, belief. C, consequences. And one is real imaginary trigger that can be actual event, which can be not good for us at all, external or internal. Events are things that happen to us outside of your body. For example, someone's death, being rejected, or failing at something. We all have negative thoughts and images in our heads, and we need to really reconstruct that in order to be in a better mindset. About the past, present, or future. The event could be something that has happened in the past that really does actually make it hard to confront it with a better mindset. So we've got to do it the best we can. So the past, present, and future, real or imaginary, or external or internal, feelings, thoughts, interferences, action, tendency, and behavior symptoms. When a trigger happens, you feel, behave, think. Your experience symptoms. Because this happens quickly, you think because of the consequences. So you may expression like, you made me feel angry, or my job makes me depressed. It is what we really not taking responsibility for our emotions and our thoughts. So what your heart has, your feelings, is the belief between A and C, right? So it's your belief, evaluation about the activation. We pretty much see it differently. Event that provokes your emotions, thoughts, actions, and tendencies, behaviors, and symptoms. So really, what is going on right now? The past, present, or future, it's all that negative crap that's in your mind, your belief about it. And then feeling thoughts that because of that interference and actions and tendencies, that behavior comes up to surface. Okay, those beliefs, either healthy or unhealthy. So most of the time, we've got to completely confront our negative emotions with self-help behaviors. It is easy to understand that you hold an unhealthy belief, but about yourself in the positive way is better to have a healthy mindset, or about certain things in your life would increase your chances of success. However, success is never granted, so you don't succeed. You might feel upset and sad, and having healthy mindset means that while you might feel sad or upset if you failed, you would like your pretty much lick your wounds, dust yourself off, and focus back on your goal. Instead of feeling guilty, you might feel regret and look at yourself in a different way of improving and say, okay, well, shit happens. Instead of feeling unhealthy or angry, you'll rage, or you might feel annoyed, but you would have behaved assertively without lashing out in a destructive way or giving up. You would believe that you are not failure as a human being, but rather than you are a fallible human being who is able to learn and improve. So we all come across these experiences quite regularly. So dealing with your unhealthy negative emotions, self-destructive behaviors, it is not difficult to understand that if you have unhealthy beliefs about yourself or situation, certain things in your life, your feeling and behaviors are not going to be healthy. So according to what I just said, unhealthy beliefs provokes unhealthy negative emotions and self-damaging destructive behaviors. Depression, anxiety, guilt, rage, examples of unhealthy negative emotions. And this is what also is a negative behavior that people do when they're depressed and suicidal. I've come across this in my lifetime because I have lost 2 siblings to suicide, and I've confronted depression myself. So I know what it's like to have this battle, to not know these tools. It's so important, so crucial in today's society. Now, unhealthy negative emotions can be to do with depression, what your beliefs is about, loss or failure, unhealthy negative emotions, sadness. You can only focus on negatives instead of the loss and failure. You think all the other past losses and failures. You think of failure helps when it doesn't. Okay? So really, you've got to reconstruct these negative thinking behaviors and your behaviors. And you've got to reconstruct how you think and feel. It's not your fault, but you've got to reconstruct it in order to be a better person. To confront these, you've got to have the strength of courage. Do the best you can, no matter how hard it gets. You will notice heading towards a difficult negative emotion, but healthy negative emotions are not pleasant anyways, but you do or what you feel like doing. The action that we take is called behavior, and what we feel like doing is called action tendency. So to understand the whole scenario is, you know, completely different concept anyways, but for some people, negative is more accurate than reflect on your action tendencies. But ask yourself, what do I feel like doing? If the answer is I felt like running away, well, that's not helpful because that's a negative behavior, isn't it? Negative thought. So really reconstructing how you confront it, how you face your fears with the strength of courage. Identifying these emotions is crucial. Maybe journaling might be the best option to construct this behavior, because it can be a sabotaging behavior, because you can't get past all these negative behaviors unless you continue this positive behaviors. So to get healthy emotions and mindset, you gotta basically construct how you think and feel and your beliefs. Okay, so we've got to basically do the best we can in order to make it work. The more you think positive with a better logic mindset, a positive aspect, you're more likely to confront it with strength. So belief, your thoughts, opinions and attitude towards it, your performance and behavior. It has to be a positive belief, your thought, opinions about it, and your attitude And then from that, your performance, a positive behavior towards that issue. So if this is how you want to be, you've got to continue this behavior to be a positive impact on you. So continue belief, that thought, opinions, and attitude. The attitude is got to be a positive one. And when you do have that, your behavior changes. That behavior becomes more positive than a negative one. So the healthy logic behavior is more positive if you continue that kind of behavior. Because when you have negative mindset, you have this uphill battle. It is not good by any means. So we've got to look at pros and cons of all these negative thoughts and behaviors. It's a difficulty if we don't face it with courage. No matter how hard it is, CBT helps us to really confront our beliefs, our thoughts and opinions about it, and then deal with it in a different way, in a positive behavior. Otherwise, we end up going 6 feet under and struggling with the self-damaging behaviors, which is not good. The more we self-sabotage it, the harder it gets, because you won't confront it with courage. You will end up in a negative behavior and continue that behavior. So I hope this helps you to learn a way to get past your negative behaviors with courage and strength, because it could be more important for your goal, so that you're more confident with yourself. I hope this serves you, and I hope you actually improve your life skill of CBT and confronting your negative mindset. I hope this helps you to have a positive mindset, and I will see you in the next episode.